Good morning, my friends. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's High Plains Outdoors. How about this great music here on Western Swing and other things? What a way to start the weekend off. I'm out here on the porch of my cabin doing a little reminiscing about Canada fishing. I don't think we'd want to be up in the wondrous Northland right now, unless we were ice fishing, of course, but I want to talk to you today, maybe give some of you some tips or some information about planning a trip up to, say, Saskatchewan. Now, I grew up in, you know, most of you that listen to our show or read my newspaper columns, magazine articles, you know I grew up in very rural northeast Texas, up in Red River County. And I remember reading in the outdoor magazines back in, oh, say 1960 to 1970 when I was just a young whippersnapper, reading about shore lunches and the cry of the loon, everything up in northern Canada. And I'd see those beautiful pictures of big pike being caught from shallow weed beds and big old lake trout. I remember that vividly. And back in those days, I thought, you know, it was a dream. One of these days, I'm going to be able to go. I want to put myself in a position where I can go up in Canada each summer and fish. Well, that took place as later in life, you know, as an outdoors writer, it became a lot of people love to read about it. I actually do a little video each week, and they like to see the action, what's going on up there. But the big question that I have had posed to me through the years is, how do you get there? There's logistically, it might sound a little bit challenging getting up to north to one of these fly-in lakes in northern Saskatchewan, where you can catch fish that have really never seen a hook. But a little information is all you need. Really, most of the trips up there, and I'm planning my fourth trip up there this probably July. We haven't locked in on the date. So I'm going up to the Tazin, T-A-Z-I-N, Lake Lodge. You can check them out online, T-A-Z-I-N, lakelodge.com. But I'm going up there. This will be my fourth trip. Basically, you just catch a flight from wherever you're going to, as a rule, to Minneapolis, the airport there. And then from there, you usually go, depending on which camp you're going to fish in, you'll go to Saskatoon or, say, Fort McMurray. You know, I mean, you're going to depart from Saskatoon probably or Fort McMurray. Now, Fort McMurray is in the northeast corner of Alberta, but it is a getting off place or a place to depart from to go to many of the camps up there. Now, Tazin Lake Lodge, you go to Fort McMurray. That's your ultimate destination when you're flying. And then from there, it's a short float plane ride to the lake. But there's all kind of different camps. Some camps are what we might call Spartan, where they furnish the boat and the camp cabin and the fuel, and you do your own, you fish on your own. You don't use a guide, and you do your own cooking, and that's fun. I've done that before. But this year, I'm looking forward to, you can learn a lot from a fishing guide, regardless whether you're catching crappie in Kansas or northern pike in Saskatchewan. But Tazin Lake Lodge, T-A-Z-I-N, that's the way it's spelled. Tazin Lake Lodge is a full service place. Meals, cabins, the guides are there. Very experienced guides. I've talked with Trevor Montgomery, one of the owners, quite a bit. And actually, the tourism, Saskatchewan Department of Tourism, they're a great place to go for information. You know, that's where I really learned about Tazin Lake Lodge is through the Department of Tourism there in Saskatchewan. So they're a highly rated operation up there. Now, one thing you can do, you can go to catfishradio.org, and I have a bunch of links there that'll help you plan your Canadian trip. But if you've been, if it's on your bucket list, don't wait too long. Go ahead and make plans. This is the time of year to get it done, too. And catfishradio.org, you can learn a lot right there. High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, United Country Texas Landmark Properties, that's texlandmark.com, Air Force Air Guns, Nielsen Specialty Ammo, Smoke & Tex Electric Smokers, Sitemark Pyramid Air, Texas Raised Hunting Products, and Mill Creek Ranch Resort in Canton, Texas.